News, I'm Laura Winters.
We believe intense competition requires intense diplomacy.
That's White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre on the goal of the Secretary of State's meeting this weekend with the President of China.
We want to establish communication channels to help manage competition so it does not veer into conflict, which is something that we have said, keeping those lines of communication open. Two, to stand up and speak for American values.
Antony Blinken is in China to repair U.S. ties with the communist country. On Friday, the Chinese president meeting with Microsoft founder and Democrat donor Bill Gates, who he calls an old friend. During the pandemic, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation gave $5 million to help China fight COVID-19. Pope Francis expected to deliver his weekly prayer this Sunday. He's back at the Vatican this Saturday after being released from the hospital. Correspondent Claudio Lavanga says the 86-year-old had abdominal surgery.
He's back at the Vatican, where he will continue his recovery. They want him to recover as quickly as possible so that he's fully recovered by the time he needs to travel next, which is the 2nd of August. He's expected to travel to Lisbon in Portugal.
It's one less thing former President Trump and his lawyers have to worry about. One of his golf courses is in the clear. Here's correspondent Lisa Taylor.
The New York County District Attorney is dropping a tax probe into Donald Trump's golf course in the area. Westchester County District Attorney Mimi Rocha announced yesterday that criminal charges wouldn't be filed against the former president or the Trump Organization. It was around 2 years ago when Rocha started the investigation into whether Trump National Golf Club manipulated property values in order to lessen taxes. She says the probe was wrapped up objectively. Trump responded on Truth Social, saying the move is honorable, but questioned when he would get his reputation back.
And that's correspondent Lisa Taylor reporting. This is USA News. I'm Laura Winters.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
A date has been set in 2024 for another trial involving former President Trump. Correspondent Brian Shook on the defamation case filed by a woman named E. Jean Carroll.
The civil trial will begin on January 15th. Carroll claims Trump defamed her in 2019 by saying she was not his type while denying he raped her in the 1990s. In a separate suit last month, a jury found Trump liable for defaming her in 2022 on Truth Social.
A new casino could be coming to Chicago after the Illinois Gaming Board gives it the green light. Here's correspondent Perry Williams with details.
The Illinois Gaming Board approved a proposal that allows Bally's to continue preparing the old Medina Temple for gaming. But Alderman Brian Hopkins says there are some unresolved issues.
They still haven't addressed the concerns for the community, which primarily revolve around crime, traffic, congestion, parking.
A temporary casino could open this summer. It would operate until a permanent one is built at the site of the former Chicago Tribune printing plant.
And the deal is over. Streaming giant Spotify ending a multi-year agreement with Prince Harry and wife Meghan after only one series was produced. Correspondent Michael Kastner with details.
I'm Meghan, and this is Archetypes.
A joint statement from Harry and Meghan's company says they have mutually agreed to part ways. 12 episodes ran in the podcast called Archetypes, which began last August in a deal estimated to be worth $25 million.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.